Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Saturday, June 19th, 2010. Welcome.
Episode 6.11, the NFL News Hodgepodge Show.
It's a hodgepodge. It's a melting pot. It's whatever you want to call it. Don't call it late for dinner.
It's going to be a brief show as Jeff and I both embark on little excursions.
Adventures.
We've been gone for a while as, you know, I've had family in town and been working my butt off and Jeff's getting ready to leave. And so anyways, that is why we've been away, but here we are. We're going to give you a little taste of what's happening in the NFL.
It just doesn't seem right to leave y'all hanging for a long period of time. And we're about to enter into.
Well, it seemed right to me, but Jeffrey was determined that
I'm
he was going to get a show in.
Well, it's my playground, bro. It's the playground.
Yeah, but sometimes you got
sometimes you got to leave the playground.
No,
you
sometimes.
Don't, because the gate's open and you don't know. What if the kid comes in and starts playing on your favorite thing?
Well, let him.
No,
you're
it's my playground. I don't
you're
care. It's my
go.
Playground.
All right. Well, there you go. It's Jeff's playground, people. And we'll
we got Haynesworth to throw under a bus, and it's going to be a mighty big bus if it's we're going Albert underneath it. And we got so many stories to talk to you about, and we'll do all that coming up after this.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Well, one thing is for certain, as we return back after the 4th of July holidays that Jeff and I are going on, separate holidays, by the way.
Yeah, we're not holidaying
Jeffrey's
together.
Jeffrey's deleting mail from his computer. We're going to get on a more regular schedule.
Are you a regular?
Schedule. How about that?
Schedule. English way. Are you a regular?
Okay.
I'm just asking. I mean, if we've got medication for that now.
Once again, we're going to get on a more regular schedule with the show. It's been the off season and lots of craziness happening with our lives.
Well, you know what, though? Just to put out there as a tease, really good things happening about that will affect the show. Coming up in this next season, in the 2010 season.
Yes, yes.
And we're really excited about that.
Very pumped about those.
And it is only going to make this show better. It's going to be exciting. We got lots of new stuff that we're going to be able to bring to you.
Now you're setting a
high expectation. I believe that the expectation should be that high.
Wow.
I believe the extra stuff that we're going to be able to provide is going to be so cool.
Extra stuff.
Extra stuff.
So extra stuff. So now you're making me do more work?
No, I'm going to make me do more work.
Okay. All
right. Are you opposed to me doing more work?
No,
to
I'm
me
not.
Losing more sleep?
Jump, do it.
I mean, you're.
I would
you've
stop
taught
you
me.
From doing it.
I mean,
it.
You're the Jedi master of losing sleep,
I would say don't do it. I would say get your sleep.
Well, see, like most people that, you know, you climb Mount Whitney or something, you get to the top of Gibraltar and you go, no, I'd never do that again. But you got to do it, see? And you're I think I want to follow in your footsteps
so
closely.
So since I got to do it, you want to jump
in
the
fray. Yeah, because, I mean, you look like
jump
you've been
in the fray.
Run over by a tractor trailer or
jump
something.
Jump in the fray. Go
and I'm like,
it.
Dude, I'm not even bruised, you know?
Yeah.
It's about time I get bruised up.
All
by
right.
the way, get out to the website and check on the columns. If you don't follow us on Facebook or Twitter, why? Because we'll let you know when there's a new column up. And you can also subscribe from the website to the RSS feed. And then if you have an RSS reader, they'll let you know when there's a change to the website.
Right.
And you can then follow. I'm trying to write at least every 2 weeks, sometimes more often than not. Last week I wrote because somebody just infuriated me about the whole Pete Carroll thing. Some moron wrote that he should lose his job as the Seahawks head coach.
So you're calling him a moron now.
Yeah, I am, actually. But it's somebody that I've liked reading over the years, but he was out of line.
I've
never liked him.
I've never liked reading anything he has to say about anybody or anything in the
National
Football
League.
Well, there
you go. Well, I'm happy to take the hating side.
Yeah.
And apparently come around to the correct side. And so, he said because of the U.S.
I'm not the best writer in the world.
Yeah.
But his writing
his writing is awful. His comments, I usually go, that's an insightful comment or something. But his ability to write is not very strong. He uses poor grammar, and there's sometimes
not very
typos.
Strong. Yeah, you sometimes,
and that's just weird.
And
grammar.
It's awful writing.
No, maybe English isn't his first language.
Maybe, but you know what? English wasn't my first language, And I write pretty well.
How do you spell socks, Stephen? S-O-C-K-S. Now you're speaking Spanish. All right,
so here we go. NFL news. We're just going to get right to it. I won't even tell you stories about Toy Story 3. We're just going to get to the show. NFL news.
Did you cry? Did you cry?
My wife
did. You cry? Did you cry?
I did.
My wife did.
Well, she did. But look, anytime there is
No spoilers.
No spoilers, but anytime there is a movie, and you know this, where there's a mother-son, father-daughter relationship.
So you're saying a movie. Oh, no, that's primary in the movie.
Yeah, that's primary.
Right. All movies at some level contain.
No, not really. I saw The Hangover. There was nothing to do with a mother.
They all
or a father.
Had mothers. There was actually the bride's mother was involved.
She was a nervous wreck. She had three lines in the
entire
movie.
She was in the movie.
There was no mother daughter relationship
and
that
even
carried
if she
the
never,
movie.
Okay, that carried the movie. Now you're changing the variables on me.
No.
You didn't say anything about carrying the movie. Right.
Let's
Dang.
Just move on to NFL news, shall we?
You're going to give your comment. You've already hit bang. You're so lost. You're so emotional. You're going to start crying again about the movie.
Look, I'm just going to.
He's tearing up right in front of me.
I'm here for the ride. Who are we talking about first?
He's tearing up right in front of me. Holy cow. Didn't think I'd see this. I don't know. Where do we start, dude? We could start with this huge story that's breaking right now.
Where are we starting?
It's my playground? All right. Welcome to the playground. And by the way, if you get on the little sausage thing that spins around, that's mine. Get off.
People not signing their tenders down in San Diego?
No. I'm talking about the NFL. This is from the Associated Press. NFL Players Association has been advised that federal authorities are preparing to interview employees
in an investigation
into whether former union leaders... That would be the Gene Upshaw era. So this is not the current administration.
Yes.
Attempted to collude with the NFL. A person familiar with an email sent to union staff has told the Associated Press.
Attempted to collude.
And mind you, if it was, who was it? Was it Bob Costas that made that sly comment
in there? So they used collude.
Yeah. But who was it? One of the new, and he ended up losing his job eventually. He was one of the new NBC guys, and he says,
It was NFL Network.
NFL Network.
Analysis.
It wasn't Dan Patton.
No. Play-by-play. The first person to do play-by-play
for NFL Network. Oh, boring guy. Brian Gumbel.
Yes.
It's not to say he's boring, but I did. And Brian Gumbel said, when Gene Upshaw was retiring to... When former Commissioner Pete Rozelle was retiring. No, Tagliabue. When Tagliabue was resigning, he wanted Goodell, make sure Roger Goodell knows where the leash is for Gene Upshaw.
Yes.
And he made that little joke, which
wasn't
was quite
that quite comment, but
it was funny.
Yeah.
But what it intimated strongly was that basically they were in bed together, not sexually or anything like that, but as business partners, one side is supposed to be standing against
the
other
leash
side.
That he was supposed to have is the Bruno's leash.
No, it's I don't know because I never saw that movie.
Oh, right.
As far as you know,
because I've never seen the movie.
Well, there you go.
But
then why would you even know about it?
The ad farm did the trailer
and tried to find something redeeming to put out there to make people go watch it.
They actually
that was an awful movie.
Trailer actually made it look very interesting.
Yeah.
Which is our job.
Yeah, no, that was the Ant Farm's job.
Yes.
So, but it was basically the leash to say, you know, he's your dog. And you know, anyone who's got a dog knows that this is my dog. And he jumps up in my lap when I call him, here, boy.
Yeah.
And he licks my hand and I feed him and we love on each other. And it's like he was inferring.
And so now the government's involved.
He was inferring that basically.
Like the government doesn't have anything better to do with its time.
British Petroleum. But you know what? This is a really big deal.
British Petroleum has got that. Have you seen the latest British Petroleum commercial?
Yes, the new ads.
Yes,
spinning this,
ad.
How lovely and green they are and how much they care about the environment.
There was the spoof ad.
No.
Where it's they're a board members of British Petroleum, and they're
around. Stand before Congress?
And someone stands up, and he spills his styrofoam cup of coffee, and the coffee starts flowing down the table, and they're all like, wait, 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 we need to come up with a plan.
Oh, God.
It must be contained.
Oh, God.
And then one lady's like, well, here, if we put his notebook here, but it's coming towards my laptop.
Who did this?
It was pretty hilarious.
But I don't know. I think it's a little early in the game to be making comedy references. I'm sorry. I'm still, you know, I wake every morning and just kind of, that's one of the first things that comes to my mind.
We need a call to action. Okay, let's make a plan. And they break out these notebooks.
That'd be interesting if they didn't have several days warning that the coffee cup was going to spill. Yeah. But anyways, the government's got better things to do. It's always got better things to do, you know, finding jobs.
But let's,
you know, improving
the economy. Interview some NFLPA employees.
Well, let me tell you, the NFL, and I'm going to write an article on this at some point, but the NFL's antitrust exemption makes them very, very special and makes them responsible to the federal government.
Well,
as we enter into this possible not having a season in 2011... It is essential to know if, in fact, there has been backdoor collusions going on where the sites...
That doesn't sound good. Don't ever say backdoor collusion together in
okay,
the same sentence.
Okay, back room. How's that?
All right. Well, even still, that's a little...
Smoke-filled rooms. And if there's just been... I'm not trying to make it nasty at all. I'm trying to make it serious as it is.
All right,
if these two sides have been playing closely together, instead of being at odds, which is their jobs, I represent ownership. I represent players.
I want to be at odds with you.
I thought we were.
Yeah.
No, I totally thought we were. Does that mean we're not? Talking Does that mean I can come over tomorrow?
Talking about the...
For Father's Day?
I'm talking about the league
and
the players.
Oh, I thought you're talking about you and I. Oh, I thought we were ready to bury the hatchet.
Always. What hatchet?
Molly Hatchet?
You have a hatchet?
Burning with disaster.
So you have a hatchet with me.
I have a hatchet that I'm hiding right behind my back.
All right.
And I'm not afraid to use it. So
isn't it weird, people, when someone has a hatchet with you and you don't even know?
Yeah, that is. You know, someone comes up to you and wants to just clear the air. And you're like, I didn't know the air was dirty.
What are we clearing up?
That thing that, 2 years ago when you said this, that I've forgiven you.
Wow.
2 years you've been sitting on that?
I said that?
You sure that was me? Oh, no, that wasn't you.
Okay,
that was
someone
else.
Tell me if they find out that they were colluding.
Right.
If there was collusion, what happens?
What happens is that I think basically Congress is going to get involved more. And you know what it could end up being, which would be, I think, a great win, is the owners might actually have to open up the books.
I see.
Because that's
been...
You see,
my problem is this rule, this law that was passed in 1960.
You're talking about the antitrust exemption?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically in 1960...
Let them be a monopoly, for those who don't know what that means. And if you don't know what monopoly is, not the board game. Go back to school and learn.
The thing is, in 1960, nobody could have had an inkling...
Of what this would become.
Of not only what the league would become... But what technologies would become available to be able to view such a sporting event?
Absolutely.
Now with internet and mobile phones and Blackberries that little thing. And I don't say that name anymore.
I know you don't.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
You never had one to be done with.
No, because I'm done with it.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right. And it's just how can a law still exist that was written over 50 years ago?
Well, how about a thing called the Constitution that was written, you know, say 300 years ago?
But we have the power to actually amend that.
And we have amended it, and it's been amended 11 times since the Cubs last won a World Series.
There you go. And what I'm saying is this law has been in existence for 50 years. It's never been touched. And it's okay.
To the best of our knowledge.
When I was working for a specific legal firm, which I will not mention his name.
I didn't know that.
I looked into it because I was mad about the whole DirecTV thing.
Ah.
And so I went to talk to some attorneys, and they were like, basically, this 1960s rule is like a brick wall.
All in all,
and
it's just a
Superman
brick in the wall.
And all of the Power Rangers and
Aquaman
Spider-Man.
cute kind of water table.
The wall goes all the way down to the ocean floor.
No, Aquaman. He would call on. And a big freaking beluga whale
fly
would come
over it. And then you just. There was this wall is impenetrable.
Don't speak ill of Aquaman. You're really starting to piss me off.
Nigh impenetrable wall. This 1960
save
wall.
Aquaman.
Even for Aquaman,
he's so good looking.
He's the weakest of all of like the superheroes.
Oh, he's so dang good.
Why would you choose Aquaman?
Because I'm a swimmer.
That's what it comes.
My
down
love
to.
Affair with water.
Yes. My daughters have love affairs with
yes,
water.
Yes, they do, and God
can't
bless them.
Get them
it comes
the
from
pool.
My blood, baby, my blood.
So anyways, Elena, now I'm so proud of her, is 6 feet shy of being able to swim the length of a pool. Like,
she's 6 feet shy of being 7 feet tall?
No.
What?
I mean, not 6 feet. 6 inches shy of being able to swim the 30 feet.
Awesome.
So it's 30 feet from end to end on the pool.
Okay, didn't know that.
And underwater, 6 inches shy, and I think probably... And within the next couple of weeks, she'll get it. She'll
sweet.
Swim underwater completely.
Awesome.
With no breath. I mean, I was.
And then I'm ready to challenge her.
I was like, wow, I don't think I could do that till I was like 20.
Well, Stevie, you didn't grow up swimming.
I didn't grow up swimming.
I mean, there's a huge, one of the things I absolutely love about our gig right now, as we go deeper and deeper into different NFL cities.
Yes.
Is really getting to know the
getting to know you?
No, getting to know the type
getting
of
to know
the
all
mosaic,
about you?
The mosaic that is America.
I see.
I absolutely love it, and I go as deeply as I can
there
into every little
part
nook and cranny
of America that I've never visited,
which is
the St. Louis Midwest.
Maybe we need to add that to our
region.
Itinerary.
Never been there.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know if I want to be there.
I've never been to where my dad was born in Iowa.
Yeah,
and that's very near St. Louis.
Right? Is that where a river runs through it?
You know. In the end,
they
all
were,
things...
They were, that was Oregon, I'm sorry.
All things... No, it was actually Montana.
Montana, okay. I knew it was one of those up there that nobody even cares about.
As I fish the half-light of the morning...
I crack myself. God. One of those up there nobody cares about.
And it might be Wyoming, just to be clear. I don't want emails. But
the
big black... It's the big Blackfoot River.
And the river runs through it. I get it. I've never been there. I don't want to be there.
The canyon was carved by the Great Flood, and it
can
runs
we get
over
back to the NFLPA getting investigated?
And on some of the rocks underneath, there are words. And on some of the words are ours.
You
I
know
am
what's
haunted
gonna,
by water.
You know what's going to happen? Is Goodell's going to say, look, well, that wasn't my boat. I don't know.
I wasn't the guy.
NFLPA,
he's not that guy anymore either.
You know, unfortunately, he passed away.
None of those characters even exist anymore.
And we don't even talk to each other right now.
Dang.
As a matter of fact, they hate me because I don't want to make a deal with them.
I thought you sat down and had a long lunch with them about the 18-game season. That wasn't me.
It was my lookalike. No, it was like he had a panel
They're representatives.
Of presenters.
They had, but again, these are all people who work for the Player Association and the Commissioner's Office.
I think I've decided.
And they've spent the last several days.
I may not be able to do the show anymore. I decided I want to change my job. I'm moving to New York. I'm going to be the guy who does presentations for the NFL.
So you're going to be in Park Avenue.
Yes.
I'm gonna, the Don Shula Conference Room.
Yes. I'm going to have a little cubby there, and I'm going to work my butt off making some kick-butt presentations, and then I'm just going to go give them.
Those were some of the – first
and
of all, we gave them. A kick-butt presentation at Don Shula Conference.
But now I'm going to give them.
But those cubicles,
the
I have never been jealous of being
a cubicle dweller.
Of
being in a cubicle, yeah.
Because I
they
finally
– some...
By the time I left Disney, I'd grown up to an office.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Had to share it, but it was a big office, so that was fine, and it was nice. Never wanted to go back to cubicle in my life, but if it was for the NFL, I'd go back to cubicle.
Yeah.
They have it is surrounded by memorabilia that you can't fathom. You cannot go find on eBay or something.
Yeah,
it is just the place is remarkable. It's like a mini museum, and I love it.
A museum. Yeah, that's what it is.
It is.
No, it was very. It was quite.
It was
comfy.
Moving. Yes. I mean, it was just downright moving. I loved it. So, anyway, so the first story is just that the feds are getting involved in looking at some possible collusion that took place in the past. And this could have some, I think this could actually help expedite a new agreement. Because if both sides are being implicated in this, then both sides are going to have to come together to figure out how to get out of this, and that's going to get them talking, working on the same page, and not being a divisive source.
I don't know. According to the report by the Associated Press, it's the NFLPA that is considered the potential victim here.
The victim. Well, yes. It's because somebody got fired. It's all started with what's considered an illegal termination by this woman who's filed this suit.
Yeah, don't fire people.
No, if you can't fire people, then you can't have a business, because let me tell you, people need firing sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I should get fired.
I totally disagree. I totally disagree.
Oh, I think gosh.
You can work for me any day.
They're cooperating with federal authorities.
Well, of course.
People from the NFL.
You know why?
Why?
Because
I do what I'm told.
Yep.
For those who don't know what that voice is, I strongly encourage you to look up Strong Bad Trongdor in Google, and you will be sending me thank you emails at jeff@rarn.net.
The meetings are alleged to have occurred prior to Demaris.
I believe it's Demaris.
It's Demaris.
Okay.
It's got to be.
You're the boss.
I'll pull it up.
Give me his last name, because I know it all together.
Smith.
Demaris Smith.
Demaris.
It's one or the other, and that's pretty close. So, yeah, no, this precedes his tenure in his role.
You know what? I just decided let's ban the NFL.
Let's ban the yes. – yeah. Yeah, you want to see American uprising? This would be the Obama administration's change.
Let's just make this rants and raves. Just rants and raves.
Oh, there's no NFL?
No, just rants and raves.
Well, I believe that our numbers would grow significantly because people, you know, there's a lot of people out there don't care about the NFL, so they'll never find the show.
Right.
And then they realize we tangent for half the show, and they wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know that because the NFL.
Trust me, we get plenty of those emails.
We do. We got a lengthy email from someone who explained to us why he stopped listening.
Yeah.
And I didn't reply.
No, the deal is, I stopped reading after he says, you know, I've been listening for like 4 years, and I've never emailed. This is my first email, and it's to tell you that I'm not listening anymore. Why would I go on reading?
Yeah.
So I don't care what you have to say. You've never emailed the show.
Never threw us a bone to say thank you for the work.
And the only time you decide to send me an email is to tell me...
you're irritating me.
Yeah, you tangent too much. I'm not listening anymore because you tangent too much.
Now, see, the only reason I wanted to reply was to say for every email we get... And mind you, we know that there is... 15-20% of you out there going, that's right, thank God somebody sent them that email. We know that. But there's also 80% of the people that go, what? What kind of idiot would want them to tangent less? The show wouldn't be worth anything if they didn't tangent.
I was like, I don't know if you've ever listened to like the Dan Patrick
Show. The Dan Patrick Show, but he'll go on for an hour.
And not talk about any sport.
It's the Danettes and what they've been up to lately. I mean, my gosh. And this is Sports Talk Radio. Sports Talk Radio is about life and sports.
Yes.
Because sports and life are so closely intertwined. And so, I mean, you guys are lucky that I've given you my mouth.
You took too long talking about Jordan's game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
your point.
Colin Coward, who's ESPN's morning guy.
And he talks more NFL than anybody.
45 minutes talking about getting a bug out of his dog, was trying to crawl in his daughter's leg.
Ooh.
And he had to use the thing, and then he kept trying to get it out, and then she kept trying to dig into
burrow
his daughter's
into her leg.
And then he had to take her into the shower, and then he slipped it out, and then he calmed the daughter by saying, you know what, if you stay in the shower, the bugs won't come anymore because they hate water.
I thought he had a son. I didn't know he had a daughter, too.
Well, the son is the newest one.
Okay.
His daughter's older.
Got it.
And I was like, And I'm cracking up because I'm listening to the
Gosh,
story. And I'm
that's
like,
horrible.
I understand, you know, having two daughters and what you know.
I got a daughter.
You
if there's a fly in the room,
yeah.
She's screaming and running around. It just makes me crazy.
So I'm like saying, okay, this is ESPN's top dog.
This is their drive time show
and if
nationwide.
And if he could tell us a story about his daughter and the bug and having to get the bug out of her leg, I could tell you about Toy Story and how it
but
made
Steven,
me cry.
There are 20% of people who want nothing but sport or, and football, and that's fine. Yeah. And trust me, if we had an army staff, I mean a staff army, if we had a staff the size of an army,
okay,
the first thing
I
would put them
on
to
an army staff infection.
The first thing I would put the staff infections only apply to Cleveland Browns
okay.
players.
Yeah, good, he pulled it.
I knew what you're talking about. That scares me still.
Isn't Joe Girardi suing the Cleveland Browns right now?
Dude, it ended his career prematurely. That was very unfortunate. He was my human highlight reel. Mm-hmm. I loved Girardi. So, anyways, I don't want to lose this point because it was really big. So,
not that big, apparently.
It was. Don't go where my dad used to go. My dad used clearly it wasn't important enough for you to remember.
I'm sorry.
And that's crap.
You know what?
You know how many important things I've forgotten? Like the gas is on, you know, things like, oh, clearly that's not important because you forgot. Well, it's funny. The house just blew up. It seems kind of important.
I don't recall your house ever blowing up, so.
Leaving an oven on, you know, whatever. Just I've burned pans to death.
Maybe it's just fathers because my dad just told me. I was like, Dad, I want to.
I think it's because dads are just they don't have the patience.
And then
to
my
listen.
Dad's like, "Mios, que no es mentira, vete de aquí." In Spanish, basically saying I was going to tell him a lie.
Jerk.
Get out of here.
You're about to lie to me, so go away.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget. Man, I was gonna tell you. I was gonna.
You're taking that long. You must
forgot.
Be lying.
Yeah, me dijeron mentira. Vete de aquí.
Fraud, man. I miss that man.
Yeah.
And happy Father's Day to everybody out
you
there.
You know what? Okay, I'm gonna tell this story because it totally bummed me out, and we're gonna take you down to a low level, and then we'll bring everybody up with happiness. How about that?
Yeah.
So last week I walk into Target, and you walk into the door, and boom. The first thing you see is rows and rows of Father's Day cards.
Okay.
And it immediately struck me. This is the first year that neither Trisha or I
Have any responsibilities.
And we want to buy a Father's Day card.
Yeah.
And then maybe I've just been really sensitive lately. I started sobbing like a kid and I had to leave Target.
Was this pre or post Toy Story 3?
This was pre. This was before
Wow.
Toy Story 3.
Well, you know what, though? Your sister and her family are out right now. So yeah. I think.
Well, this was before they got here, too.
But you've been anticipating family coming.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, it was just wild. I was like,
do you need a hug?
I don't have. I don't get to buy a Father's Day card.
Yeah. Wow. Steven, it's funny. It occurred to me actually today.
Yeah.
It occurred to me today that because we spent my Father's Day gift was a lot of manual labor, which sounds weird, but it needed doing badly. And Dee Dee, being the kick butt wife that she is, knew what to get me for Father's Day.
Was
which
to make
was,
you do work?
Yeah, but they all helped.
I see.
So it was work that only I could do, but they could help me. It was basically to clean up the garage and get my workbench so I could actually see the countertop of my workbench.
Oh, I see.
So that I could build more stuff. Because I love building stuff, okay. But right now it's just become unmanageable. It's such a mess out there because of a lot of things. And so for Father's Day, the kids came out.
I'm sorry, you got robbed.
I didn't. Not from my perspective because I am so happy that's
great.
Done.
Great.
And she knows that. See, she knows me. And it's just different. And it was awesome. I did not enjoy the work.
Yes.
But it was a great gift. But so it was just today. We're having lunch at Panda Express. And I'm thinking about Father's Day being tomorrow. I shot off. Well, you know what occurred to me? So I had sent Bender's birthday is the same day as Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I shot him off an email, said happy birthday for tomorrow and happy Father's Day. Cool that you get both on the same day. You know, I hope Gracie gets you something really cool and everything like that. Sent that off to him, and then I started
hope
thinking.
Hope she gets you two presents, one for Father's Day and one for
your birthday,
birthday,
and you don't get gypped. Anyway, And
I know people who have had to deal with that all their lives.
I know. Well, I deal with that all my life.
I dated a girl whose birthday was on Christmas.
Yeah, no, Greg Wellborn, his birthday is on Christmas.
Well, she just thought I was like the coolest guy because I actually did get her two presents, one for her birthday, one for Christmas. And she was like, no one's ever done that for me, ever.
Well, they usually, what you do is you try and get them something nicer than you get everybody else.
I was like, wow.
So what Steven did was get something half of what he would normally get and gave two of those. Two of them.
That's right.
So he comes out ahead. But I'm thinking through Father's Day that I sent a happy Father's Day to, you know, one of my best friends from childhood. And I'm like, so my family's taking care of me. They're making me feel good. We're going to be over at your house tomorrow afternoon, do some swimming and barbecuing and stuff. And that'll be fun. And it was just this weird, something's missing. Something's missing. Because, you know, my dad's been gone now for 3 years, I guess. Is that about 3 years?
I thought it was two. But it
maybe it's
three.
Two. And I was like, you know what? I need to send a thank you email to the older men in my life that have taken his role, more or less. Pastor Bill. And there are two guys named Bill. Two different guys from my church. And one of them has just been a mentor of mine my whole life. Right. And he's my dad's age. And the other one is one of our pastors who's been there for us through all the hard stuff we've gone through.
Wild Guy Bill.
Wild Guy Bill. I'm going to start calling him that. You know what I'm talking about, too. You know Pastor Meade. He was there when my dad passed. Yes, we had that fun time sitting at the counter with Mark, my brother, and that was a ball. But I'm like, I need to send them some just emails. I don't need to buy them cards. Right, I need to send them some emails just to thank them for being the father to me since my dad passed away. But happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Timmy! Love you.
You never read the Wild Guy Bill skit that I wrote?
Nope.
Yeah, I need
I mean, I read Iron John back in the 80s. That was about the wild man. That was John Bradshaw. Got it all into that. You know, you're finding your inner child, your wounded inner child.
What about Mike? Is it Mike Inns? He's a father.
I'm just shouting out. Oh, my gosh. I saw Mike's girls, both of them, on Saturday. Dude, you should have been here for the World Cup, which we're not even going to get into, even though I would love to.
No time.
But World Cup has been a ball.
We got robbed.
We got hosed.
All right. That's all I'm going to say.
I know. And, you know, until that match, Steven, all I wanted to say was how much I had appreciated how good the officiating had been.
Yeah, right.
Up until that point, honestly, I was stunned after every match.
You know the dude got some money under the table.
Well, you know what? I hope he's set for life because he's never officiating another game in his life.
Yeah.
And he better not come into my hood. Let me tell you that because I'm going to find him.
A lot of dollars.
Because let me tell you, Bradley was being molested and
Altidore. Not just Bradley, the other dude.
And Altidore was being, he was being dragged to the and thrown to the ground.
And then when the guy hits the ball, he's a good 5 feet behind.
Right before he strikes the ball, his arm's being held on his way to striking the ball.
Peter King usually never gets
upset.
Well,
he's there.
Yeah, I know. He usually never gets upset about officiating. He just says, you
that's
know,
that's what I mean. I don't
he
either.
He tweeted, some of the nastiest tweets.
Well, I just.
At the officials.
I loved the ESPN announcer who was English and just, you know, English famous for understating things, just apologizing to America.
Speaking of which, how the heck did England tie with Algeria?
I don't know. England, you guys got a man up.
Thank you. I really
you guys have been a disappointment.
Now
your goalie gives us a goal. Thank you, Mr. Green. You're welcome to set up home here since you obviously aren't going to be able to go back to England. God, ball hits you in the chest and just, I mean, that's a wide receiver, man. The ball hit him in the numbers and he drops it. Only this cost you 3 points.
Yes.
You had us.
Well,
it cost them
2 points because they got one.
But you think about it, we would have had none. They would have gotten three. So the swing is actually more. And anyway, World Cup's been fantastic. Been enjoying virtually. I've seen most
of the
matches.
Just the comeback from 2-0 and then
God,
you tie it.
My heart was just, I was so bummed.
And then you get the goal and you think, man, no one's ever done this in the history of the World Cup.
I am so happy with these 2 points. The fact that we can now draw and get a point and we'll be good. Because England couldn't even win. Our fate's in our destiny. When we Wednesday play Algeria, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Altidore jersey, and I'm feeling strong.
I'm
large.
Not wearing
but
any
I was telling
jerseys.
Mike Inns.
I didn't even watch the game.
Mike the Cabbie and I'm just kidding. He's full of crap. He called me the second it happened. But I had Mike DiCabbi on Skype.
Yeah, yeah.
During the U.S.-England match.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that was fun.
Did we get mad?
Our cameras. We took our little relative pints, and we touched the cameras and said, good luck.
And then he had to sit there as his guy let a goal in for us.
He was frustrated, I said, thank you.
Did he say some choice words?
He was great.
I almost got the cops called on me again.
Because you were yelling so much.
Because I don't know how long I held my breath, but I said goal for a mighty long time.
Goal!
And I don't actually recall this, but apparently I took my shirt off and I went running out in the street.
I don't recall this.
Running around my front yard and then back into the house.
But we're not going to talk about the World Cup.
All right, it's over. So what's next? Albert Haynesworth? We talk about the big fat boot.
Big butt. You know what I love?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Albert Haynesworth's got a big gold butt and he... Look, here's my thing with this, all right?
Tell the story first before you give your opinion.
All right, tell the story. You tell the story.
Okay, fine. The fact is...
Mandatory.
He has been MIA for OTAs and...
And now mandatory
minicamps. Mandatory minicamps.
And
to add insult to injury, he took a big fat check in April for $21 million.
$21 million. And go ahead and play Shanahan because Shanahan says.
So you want to reply to Shanny?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Mike Shanahan, head coach of the Washington Redskins now, on Albert Haynesworth.
When I first talked with Albert back in February and got a good feel on how he felt, and we let Albert know at that time that we would give him until April 1st.
April 1st.
To go to any team that he wanted in the National Football League. So if he wasn't pleased in playing defensive end, nose tackle, or any other position that we had for him, that we'd let him take a look at any team he'd like to go to. But by April 1st, where we owed him a check of $21 million, we said, if you do take that check, we expect you to be the best defensive end, best nose tackle. If we played yet free safety, we expected to be the best free safety, even though he'd have to lose a little weight to be safety. Whatever position we wanted to play him at, that he would do the best job he possibly could and make the commitment he's going to be the best football player. Obviously, he took the check, and so I was surprised when he wasn't here today because I thought he did make the commitment once he took that check that he wanted to be a Washington Redskin. He wanted to do the best thing for the Washington Redskins to help our defense and to help our football team win. And obviously, didn't go in that direction. So, quite disappointed with his decision.
All right. You're disappointed with the decision, Shanahan, but hold on a second. Now, let me get this right. You would have said, go on. You got till April 1st. Go get you a trade.
Hook up with another team.
You and your agent, you don't want to be here. Go work it out. Obviously, no one's going to work it out because it's going to cost too much money, and the Redskins want too much in return. So if you really wanted to let him out the door, you would have dropped your demands just a little bit. Now, that's first my little rant on Shanahan and the organization.
The
now, on Albert Haynesworth, you big boob, you take $21 million from somebody, and you think you're not going to have to do anything for it?
There's a thing called paying the piper.
Yeah, and the piper is going to be come down heavy. Does he not realize that, yeah, sure, they can fine him for missing these days, but ultimately, if he starts getting carried away and starts missing training camp, that signing bonus, now I don't know what kind of a contract Dan Snyder has, but Snyder didn't get all his money by being a boob.
True that.
I'm sure he's got it somewhere in his contract that if you...
You kind of have to be here.
You have to at least participate
at some level.
We can and look, the Raiders are setting precedent by going after
Jay Russell's money.
And here we go. We don't think Albert Haynesworth is living up to his end of the bargain.
Duh.
Contract is expired. Give me back my $20 million.
Give me back my $21 million and interest, by the way.
How does he think that this isn't going to hurt him? Now who's going to want to sign him? Anything.
Of the day.
I mean, I don't want any...
Never been a fan.
Ultimately, Redskins' fault. I told him back...
We did.
It's just silly. It's foolish. And I got some Redskins people emailing saying, come on.
You're just a hater because like you're a Cowboys fan. You don't like him.
He stomped on Andre Gerard's throat and hurt him.
And you just love the Cowboys.
Hey, I just said, man, the guy is big and he's sloppy. And now you're giving him $100 million and the dude ain't going to do nothing. And what? How many games did he actually play last year?
12 games. And I like NFL Network put up a stat that his numbers were comparable to two guys I had never heard of that were making the league minimum.
There you go. So
that's
what they got.
Four sacks last year.
And in this league, we have learned very quickly, you make your bed, you lay in it.
Yeah.
And they made that bed. But
you know what Steven was doing? Steven was warning the Redskins.
I was warning them.
That is not something that homers do, is go to somebody in their division that's a bitter rival and say, please don't do this. You will regret this.
And
that's not something does unless they are, I don't know, just care about the league, care about the integrity of the game.
You made me cry. Jeff's got my back.
I love you.
Jeff's got my back today, people.
Well, yeah. I mean, now that we buried the hatchet.
The hatchet that we don't know what it was for.
No, I have
but
no
anyways,
idea.
But anyways, here's the thing. So the thing is, Redskins players are coming out and talking smack now about Haynesworth.
Dude, Kevin Mawai came out. And
Kevin
Mawai,
who can't even get a job.
Well, why can't he get a job? Because he's too old? No. Because he's too slow? No.
It might be because he's too old.
He is he's on the older side of old. But he's one of the smartest guys out there in the NFL.
He is.
I believe it's because for 2 years, he was the player's representative to the union.
That is, that is the conspiracy theory angle on it.
Owners hate those guys. Those guys are generally treated badly. And Kevin Mawai, so somebody who is as close to understanding the complexities of this situation as any human being on earth, because he was the player's union rep.
Yeah.
Cannot say a positive thing about Haynesworth.
Nobody said a
positive thing. That's his job. Nobody has.
I haven't heard anybody say anything but complete negative comments about Haynesworth.
When you can't find one pallbearer for your funeral, you lived a screwed up life. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going to get buried in a coffin.
I didn't get in his all.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that's why I'm going to get cremated, because I don't want to have to look to try and find
Dude, we're going to have to get like a bunch of people for your pallbearer.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you're so tall that we would have to,
it would be a long coffin.
Casket. Yeah.
You don't even lie well.
I lay down great. You should see me. I'll go over and take a nap right now as far as lying well.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum. All right. Anyways, do you have anything to say about Boobalicious?
I will just, for those newer to the show, we went to the game in Jacksonville, Florida, to watch the Titans at the time.
And the Jaguars.
Play the Jaguars.
Yes.
And
thanks to
the captains.
The captains.
Out there in the Indian Ocean.
Kaiser and McClain.
Saving all the good people, protecting liberty, and protecting our guys. Love it. Love you guys. And
it's not Kaiser Solse, by the way.
No, it's Ed.
It's Edward Kaiser.
Ed Kaiser. And so I'm sitting there with my binoculars because I'm in the end zone in the USO seats.
I am Kaiser
Solse. And I've got squared up in my binoculars Albert Haynesworth, because his backside was to me as he was getting ready to attack.
And all you saw is his two big cheeks?
That filled the entire frame of my binoculars.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe that the cheeks bled outside the realm of the binoculars.
Now, as a man, and I know there's other men listening to the show right now, I'm going to ask the question for them, because I know that they're thinking the question in their head, so I'm going to ask the question for, what are you looking at another man's butt?
Well, let me tell
you. Why are you looking at another man's butt?
I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
I don't have a butt. I don't have a buttocks. I have a shelf.
You have a square.
I have this just flat surface
where
a butt should be.
Yes.
And so I've always been amazed by extraordinary butts since I don't have a butt. And an example of this, besides Albert Haynesworth, who has the biggest butt I've ever seen in my life on a man.
Yes.
I've seen far too many bigger ones on women. And it's not pretty. It's really, really not pretty.
Yeah.
But Kirby Puckett. I would sit always at the on-deck circle.
Why are you looking at people's butts, man?
And I would just look at Kirby Puckett, and I'd be like, Minnesota Twins baseball player, for those who don't know who he is. When he would come to Anaheim, I'd sit down, and I'd be by the on-deck circle and watch him and just look at that butt and go, that thing is enormous! And Kirby Puckett could move around the bases. So it has nothing to do with speed.
I remember World Series, Braves, Twins. And I'm yelling at them, don't pitch the Puckett.
Never
don't
pitch
the Puckett.
He could have hurt you with a blind eye, which
two
is what he, run how
jack,
he left the game.
And it was over.
I remember that. I was in Disney World with Didi.
I cried.
I was laughing.
Couldn't believe it.
I'm an American League guy to
people,
the end.
Why don't people listen to me?
Because you're not talking to them. You're talking to your television. That would be a good deal of it. It's a one-way transmission source. At some point, we'll have interactive TV.
So they don't hear what I'm saying when
no,
I'm saying it's a
TV? TV, no, they can't hear you.
Oh, man, I've been doing it for years.
Oh, now I get it. He actually thinks that they can hear.
Perfect.
That's
sense
why he's
now
so loud, because they're far away.
Right.
So he's trying to yell really loudly so they'll hear.
Hear what I'm saying, right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So the Washington Redskins, speaking of them, are in the midst of working out the details of a trade to add offensive tackle Jamal Brown.
My sources say that's a done deal, buddy.
Okay, well, I was just, you know, he's been a little upset with his situation there.
The Saints and the Redskins Saints have agreed to terms to swap Brown for a conditional pick.
Donovan McNabb.
No.
Just kidding. Just a little joke. Cheese day.
According to league sources, it's a done deal. They're just the Redskins will be sending either a third or fourth round pick to the Eagles as a part of the Donovan McNabb trade. Whichever of those picks is not sent to the Eagles, the other one goes to the Saints. Does that make sense? Did
yes
I explain that right? Yeah. So that's
I wasn't listening, but I bet you did. All right.
So look, that.
I want to make sure we get to all the stories that we were going to get to in our short amount of time.
The Redskins get Jamal Brown from the New Orleans Saints. Right now, the Redskins are already sending either a third or fourth round pick to the Philadelphia Eagles for Donovan McNabb. Whichever one of those third or fourth one goes to the Eagles, the other one then goes to the Saints.
Got it.
So they could get either a third or a fourth, depending on what happens.
Made perfect sense.
Thank you very much.
And I was listening.
I know you were.
All right. So here's the next deal on the agenda.
Yes.
Now, we alluded to it earlier that the Player Association and the Commissioner's Office have been speaking, but not necessarily about a new collective bargaining agreement. They've been speaking about...
Wait. We need a drum roll for this.
We do, especially because of the word. No, I think this is more the dramatic drum is what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
So I'll find the dramatic drum. Here we go.
The enhanced season 18. Games.
Not expanded, mind you. It's enhanced.
Yes.
And this doesn't mean 3D television, people. It's enhanced.
Man. I thought we were
I love making fun of 3D TV. If anyone's jumped in, God bless you, okay? Got nothing against you. I'm not a hater.
Man. I thought we were going to get the 3D
it's holographic,
TV
the, Steven.
And the glasses.
You're going to be in the room.
And you get the glasses.
As I sit there and lay on my couch and watch TV, I'm like, this would be so lame if I had to sit up.
I want the 3D surround.
You want a
glasses
visor. You want a visor.
Yes.
You want Jordy LaForge's visor.
That's what I want. They just come down in front of my eyes, and I'm just watching it.
And it's got the thing that lets you look under women's clothing.
$1,000 they want for those glasses.
For a visor that lets me look underneath women's clothing?
No.
I'm all over it. Where do I sign up?
No, for a visor that lets you watch TV.
Yeah, that's not, you know, I bet you anything, because I get headaches with 3D movies often.
Yeah.
I bet you I get a headache with something projected that closely to my eyes.
But it looks like it's far.
I know, but I just got a sense that my eyes are going, you're tricking me, and I'm going to make you pay. I'm going to make you pay.
You're tricking me, and I'm going to make you pay.
And your head's going to hurt for a long time.
Yeah.
So, the enhanced season. It's not
like
expanded. It's not expanded because they're taking two preseason games away and just adding them as regular season games.
Yes.
And yes, for our friends in the UK, this probably means a second game in the UK. Hooray.
Okay. It's good for them.
Yeah. I mean, because you're going to have these games. You're going to be able to play Mexico City. You'll probably get a game. Needs more cool trips for us, Steven.
Azteca Stadium, dude.
Azteca Stadium. I would love to see that place
rock. You've never been?
Dude, I've never haven't been to Mexico City.
Okay, what? Are you afraid of the people in Mexico?
I love the people of Mexico.
Okay, then.
I've been rooting for Mexico in the World Cup. I've realized that I just have my countries that I care for.
Yes.
And I have my countries I don't care for. I've been laughing at the French's inability. You know, the French.
I've been laughing at the Korean team.
Oh, North Korea. I've been making. Because. You're speaking specifically the North Korean team.
Yes. It was my understanding that they paid their fans because they couldn't let North Korea.
It wasn't their fans.
No, that's right. Chinese actors. That's what I'm saying. They paid Chinese actors to come be their fans.
Because they were afraid to have people actually come.
Wait a minute. You're cheering for North Korea, but you're not North Korean? No, I'm Chinese. Then why are you cheering for North Korea? They paid me 1,000 yen.
Yuan. As far as Chinese currency goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much money do you think? How much money? Do they get the trip for free, do you think?
You betcha.
So they pay for the trip.
And lodging. And game tickets. And their little matching
units. North Korea?
No, you wouldn't, actually, Steven. I think you have that much integrity in you that you would not.
No, give me some money.
For Kim Jong Il's oppressive regime that is starving his people to. Rory. So, Rory.
Oh, gosh.
From Team America.
Team America,
remember,
World
if
Police.
You're under 18, you are not allowed to see it.
Don't do it.
And
over 18, go
knock yourself out and have fun. It's a hoot nanny. So we were talking about the
not
enhanced
a hoot and a nanny. It's a hoot nanny together.
Now, I got no issue with a hoot and a nanny.
Yes.
Or a nanny, for that matter, as long as it's not Fran Drescher, because she drives me crazy. That voice just makes me want to kill myself.
But she doesn't really have that voice.
Well, then she should be incarcerated.
Why?
Because it's such an irritating sound. If she's not doing that, if she's doing that on purpose,
it's a character voice.
Yeah, I've got character voices, but none that make people want to blow their brains out.
Really,
it's not like Professor Playoffs comes in and people just want to blow their brains out.
What's wrong with Professor Playoff?
Nothing. That's my point.
I sent him a letter, asked him this, let him know this year the playoffs would be from. He declined. He said that you were so rude to him and you hurt him to the core. He does not want to come on the show anymore.
Well, he can just bite my. That's all I got to say, because he's so full of that I'm going to rip his little up.
Wow.
Sorry.
What did he do to you ever?
There was the time that he did the. And then when he went and did the.
Okay.
Don't make me bring
back those
memories.
You know the Jets are going to pay Darryl Revis $100 million.
You know what? Revis Island is going to be a nice place to stay.
I mean, I'm
going to be a nice crib, Revis Island.
I'm making reservations.
Yeehaw.
For the island. Yes.
Man, I'm just going to sit at the blackjack table at Revis Island all night. They got kegs at the blackjack table. Yep. You got to pay the man. You got to pay the man.
Becoming the highest paid cornerback in the league.
Now, there's somebody that you suspect is going to actually work for his money and not be helping at Haynesworth. You've got to judge the character of these people, and you got to be right.
I'm waiting for the Tom Brady Peyton Manning contracts.
Oh, my gosh. Well, no. Peyton Manning is the one who is the arbiter of Tom Brady's contract. Tom Brady can't get his contract until Peyton gets his. And I think purposefully, because Peyton's so cool with the organization, he's not worried one iota that they may take this really, really late just to irritate Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady's waiting patiently impatiently for that contract to get done so he can get his contract. So that's going on. But again, so the enhanced season would begin, I don't know when, but I would, knowing them, they would start it with the 2011 season, would be the brand new collective bargaining. That would be all part of that. And I think it'd be cool. Steven thinks it'd be cool. The players have reservations, and rightly so, because they are not pieces of meat, and they need to a lot more with the injured reserve. They need to. There's a lot of details to be worked out. You need to expand the rosters a little bit. You may need to add an additional bye week to keep people healthy.
I'm preparing for a work stoppage.
But as far Steven, you know that'd be just like the worst timing in our lives.
It would.
Which is why it's not going to happen, because we have been on a very slow climb for the last 6 years.
Yes.
And it's not going to come crashing down.
It might.
It's not, Steven. We're an unstoppable force.
I've never been
attracted to men?
Never, ever.
Okay, as long as we're clear.
I'm not a pessimist, ever.
You've never been a pessimist, but you are about this.
But I'm going to be on this one.
I am pessimistic generally, as a rule of thumb.
I never am.
I understand that.
I'm always optimistic.
I know.
Always.
Well, yeah, that's
but
generally
this,
true.
This particular issue here, I'm going to be a pessimist. I think I'm preparing myself for the worst.
I see
stoppage.
The two sides being pulled into federal court. I see the two sides working together on this enhanced season. And I see people that are getting to know each other over things that are not related to collective bargaining. And so when it's time to get the collective bargaining deal done, they have the relationship, they have the working knowledge, they know who cooperates with whom and who they can push
but
on
in
to get things done.
The 11th hour.
Yeah, it won't get done till the 11th hour because
no,
it never
in
does.
The 11th hour, someone's going to pull
someone's
out.
Someone's going to hiccup.
Yep.
Al Davis is going to lose his jumpsuit, and that's going to be the end of it.
Al Davis.
Yep. So,
you know, I like the Raiders this year.
Well, they're certainly going to be better than last year. I mean, Jason Campbell's going to help them a lot.
Yeah,
they're going to be
like
a decent
Raiders.
Team. There's a couple teams, Steven. Carolina, I think, is looking a lot better than people might.
I don't know. Their
they may have an 8-8 season. I'm just saying. I can see that in their future.
All right. Speaking of the Raiders,
yum.
Richard Seymour.
Seymour
signed his $12.4 million exclusive franchise tag tender with the Oakland Raiders.
We can't focus on who's signing tenders and stuff.
Why not? Tenders are good.
I know, but chicken tenders.
I was thinking more of the tenderloin.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever eaten at that place, Artie's, Morton Grill, whatever place? In Burbank, at the WMG? That's right, the Morton Steakhouse.
Well, you're not talking about across from NBC that's been closed for 20 years.
No. It was there when I was working at the Warner Music.
Okay, because there's a place called Morton's, I believe, across from NBC before they moved up the hill to Universal, after Universal purchased them, where the Tonight Show used to film, you know?
Right.
There was an empty parking lot there called Morton's, and it was a classic Hollywood joint, but it had been abandoned like for the last 30 years. So I hope you weren't actually eating there because you might have get diseases. I'm looking out for you.
No, it's Morton's the
Morton's Steakhouse.
Morton's the Steakhouse.
Okay, give me an address. If
it
you can.
Is in Burbank.
Okay, well, duh. Said that. You're at WMG, which is over by where I was, closer to Toluca Lake.
It is here. I'm pulling it up right now, dude.
Okay. In the meantime, the things that I hope that we would get time to talk about is Steve and I are both on board with the enhanced season. Now, here's a story, Stephen, that is about to become a big story in Jeff's prediction box. Okay. Jeff's prediction box. I have counted nearly 10 teams that have had mandatory minicamp dates cut.
Oh, yes.
Because of violations. This is a story.
3400 West Olive, by the way.
3400 West Olive. Wow. How is that? I've never been there.
I don't know. But anyways.
Because that's right by Disney.
They had these. My boss, when I was working at Warner, took me there. For lunch, and she said, you know, whatever you want. And these little meat tenderloin things.
Yeah, baby.
And they were like eight little round pieces of
medallions.
Meat. Yes, the medallions. There you go. Oh, man, that was good stuff. I love my food.
Oh, yeah. So here's, Stephen, this is what I've been counting up. I have seriously been counting that we are getting near 10 teams that have had days taken away, multiple days from mandatory training, because they're playing a little too rough.
Well, you know what? Here's my conspiracy theory.
Oh, I want to hear it because something's going on.
But here's mine. The players are all saying, hey, the league don't want to play ball with us. They don't want, you know what? We're not working that hard. Blow the whistle. Blow it. If they make you stay 5 minutes after when you're supposed to be done, tell somebody. And all the players are just saying, you're right. And they're all coming out. I guarantee you, Jeffrey, everything that has happened this season has happened every offseason.
Oh, absolutely.
But this offseason, the players are saying, they're working me too hard, dog.
But who is it that is complaining is the question. It's not going to be your rookies. They don't dare.
No.
It's not going to be your veterans because they don't actually have to work that hard.
Right.
It's going to be your middle-tier guys. And
specifically, the middle-tier guys who would have been free agents this year, but because of no collective bargaining,
they got two more years
and boom. And they're
upset.
You don't think these guys are not happy? They're not happy.
So they're saying, you know what? You guys are working me too hard. And there's rules in place in the collective bargaining agreement that dictate how hard you can work us, and you're violating this. Steven, this is the next big story that no one's talking about, because we're going to see this for more and more
teams.
We're
talking about it.
I like to break stories. Okay. I'd rather not repeat what somebody else has already said.
No, I hear you.
Do you like the picture that I've got up on my computer right here?
It is okay.
Elektra Records. It's the Warner Music Group.
Yeah.
It's the corner there. I love the internet, man.
That's where I used to work.
That's why I was showing it to you. I love the
internet. And just on the other side.
Yeah, it won't let me jump to the other side.
Oh, you can't?
I'm trying to look at the street view, and it's got me on the dang freeway. Thanks, Google. Appreciate it.
Well, come on. Well, see, you're not using Google right.
I am using Google right. Google right.
Google right.
It's 3400 West Olive. I'll put that in, and then we'll be in good shape instead of Morton Steakhouse Burbank. Because I actually want to see what it's near, so I know what I was actually doing there instead of eating at a steakhouse. Because we always went around the corner, street view, here we go. We always went around the corner by, it's got me on the freeway. You know, I think they've done so much renovation with that off-ramp and on-ramp that Google Map has you right here on the freeway. This is 3400 West Olive.
There you go.
I need to go on a cross street to get there. But what's the old place that had the garlicky cheese bread that was so good that I took you to that one time?
Garlicky cheese bread.
That was down by Universal. But not Universal Studios. The other side of... No, Warner Brothers. It was the back gate of Warner Brothers over by Forest Lawn where you're making the big turn. There was a steakhouse over there. I didn't take you there?
I don't think it was me.
Oh, I always took all my contractors there and tried to give them nice meals.
I know, that's very nice.
Apparently not you, though.
No.
Okay, sorry.
I was related.
My bad. My bad.
But they didn't know that. Anyways, Jeff, how much... We're kind of running out of time here.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about that I hope that we would talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, things I hope that we would get a chance to talk about.
What else?
So mandatory minicamps being taken away. Huge news. I know.
Yes.
VY's little altercation.
We got
to give it the time of day. In fact, it's a good old boy. My gosh.
No, he isn't a good old boy. He hasn't been arrested.
He got a ticket. He got a ticket.
He got the equivalent of a traffic ticket.
And the people love them, the good old boys. So
just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law
for a day and a half.
Day was bold.
No, he hadn't been in trouble with the law that long.
Come on.
VY goes to a strip club. Guy flips him the upside down, hook him horn. Steven, tell me what that's like, what that feels like.
Yeah, that's not cool.
The guy's apparently an Oklahoma guy.
Yeah.
And,
that's not cool. And then I believe, now this is...
Speculation.
The speculation is that...
Well, don't forget, Steven.
That what accompanied the upside down, hook him horns was some not so nice words.
Okay, but see...
It wasn't just the upside down, hook him horns that led... to the pushing and the shoving.
So our duty is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
The thing is that there was some things said, and you can't, I don't know about other people, but don't be saying stuff about my mama. And I know Vince Young is like that.
Well, no one said anything about his mama.
That's what I heard.
They were saying stuff about his institution. And
today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas Guy.
I heard there was some arguing back and forth about the schools, but then it got personal.
Okay.
And that's when...
Steven, what is there... I mean, honestly, how drunk do you have to be and how immature do you have to be for me to say, Steven, your mom's... And I'm not talking about your mom, okay?
Because I'll kill you. Because
I love your mom. But
I'll hurt you.
So a mythical person. Your mom is a lying sack of beep, and she's a freaking whore.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay, so you say that to a complete stranger. If someone says that to me, I'm like, first of all, my mom doesn't lie, and second of all, she's not a whore. So you're an idiot. Why would I attack you? Because you're stupid and you're trying to pick a fight.
Yeah.
Why would I walk into that bait?
I don't know.
My response would be, you are the most ignorant beep in the world because you think I'm so immature that I'm going to take your beeping, Blake. And then I'd see if he takes a swing at me.
Right.
Because whoever throws the first punch loses.
Yes.
So I would just tell him that he's a complete bleep for thinking that I'm that stupid and see if I can draw him out. And he would show that he is, and then I'd put him down, and then that'd be the end of it. That's what I think. I don't understand this. You said something about my mama. If it's true, then we have an issue.
Right.
You know, and maybe I do need to defend her honor. But my mom's honor stands all by itself.
Yes, yes.
Ask anybody who knows her, so I don't need some drunk stranger trying to pick a fight. I don't get it. I don't get male behavior frequently. It's a mystery to me.
But it's, you are the exception to the rule.
I am the exception that proves the rule, because early in my life, we were having good banter with some friends. And I flipped the bird to a guy's wife, and he wouldn't talk to me again.
Well, there you go. See?
And it was just goofing. I mean, it was just like, blah, you know? I just threw it out there, and he was livid. Get out of my house. You've got to be kidding me.
See?
I you know, this...
Some things are off limits to people.
This disrespecting thing is just ridiculous. You disrespected my wife. It's like, we're goofing around. And I had still things to learn about men and women and male-female relationships and husband-wife relationships. I'd only been married at that point about 8 months. But it was like, seriously, you're going to end a relationship over this instead of just say, dude, that's not cool with me? Oh, okay, sorry, dude. I'll make sure that never happens again. And then we're done. No, everything must come to blows. We must go to war. I just say, come on.
We do go to war.
So the other things I hoped that we would talk about was VY. So VY, fortunately, I don't think that they're going to do anything, because it's the equivalent of a traffic ticket.
Yeah.
It is a $500 fine is what he got slapped with. And it was a class C misdemeanor kind of thing. It's like jaywalking.
Yeah.
And, as it should be, because look, it's just but hear this, Vince, you should not be in a strip club at 3:30 in the morning as an NFL quarterback.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Ask Big Ben.
Hey, man, Vince didn't shake his pee-pee at nobody, okay?
No, he didn't.
He kept his pee-pee in his pants.
And we don't have any indication that he was necessarily inebriated or anything like that.
No, he just lost his head. He lost his cool. Oh, okay,
but
I understand.
You're going to lose your cool when you're in places you shouldn't be.
Yes, yes.
And that's the whole, no moral to this story, there is a moral.
Get my wife on the phone. I want to see if I got permission to go to the strip club at 3 o'clock in the morning.
We don't even know where one is, and I'm glad.
Do we have any strip clubs?
No, I've helped put them out of business in this town.
So
I love
there
it.
There you go.
I love it.
No strip clubs here.
No, man. I love it. So, that being said, that's all the things I hope we get
to. Well, there you go. Like we said, people, short show. Jeff and I are going to be going off. Jeff's going, he's going to go look
for some. Ask me where I'm going.
You're going to go look for some whales.
Ask me where I'm going. Walk into my dumb joke.
I'm not
please?
Walking into the dumb joke because I know.
Please. I love this dumb joke.
I don't know about Alaska.
It's dumb.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's my dumb
joke.
But
he's going to Alaska.
Going to Alaska. Going to be a week from today. Let's look at the calendar. Where will I be? Well, I know where I'll be a week from today. We'll just be setting out to sea from Anchorage and the port, which is about an hour's drive south of Anchorage. And the weather is supposed to be about 60 degrees and light rain.
So let me get this straight. So you're flying from here
to Anchorage.
Alaska.
Not then, just Alaska, but Anchorage. Oh, not Juneau or something wussy like that. We're going deep. Deep.
Alaska.
It's the largest state
in the Alaska.
Union. It's bigger than Texas.
Okay. You're going to Alaska. No, it isn't, by the way.
Yes,
you're going
it is.
To Alaska.
Yes, it is.
You're going to Alaska.
I'm
going to
play that
you're
whole too much
to Alaska.
Lover for Texas
you're
guy.
Flying to Alaska.
Yeah, flying it.
And then you're getting on a boat, and you're going to go
getting
hunting.
On a ship.
You're hunting Moby Dick.
Yes.
That's what Jordy said, that you had become Ahab. You were mad at some whale from the last time you went on the cruise out there.
Last time I was in the Vancouver area.
You're going to go and try and hunt
I saw
Moby
my
Dick.
First beluga whale, and it was beautiful.
Yes. And now
I
you
have
wanna,
no issue with whales or sea life. No? Remember, I'm a fish.
You don't want
to
kill.
Remember me and Aquaman?
Yes.
We're tight.
I see.
We're really tight.
So this isn't about an expedition for hunting.
No, it is. This is, if people want to imagine
great
Jeff Ellis
killer whale.
Over the next week while you are not getting shows, just close your eyes and think of a cruise ship, one of the most luxurious cruise ships in the world, sailing south from Anchorage down to Vancouver.
Will it come equipped with Queequeg coffin? Queequeg? Queequeg?
Wow, that was said very poorly.
Queequeg. Queequeg's coffin.
I don't know what you're
saying. I don't
know
the character's name. For Moby Dick!
I haven't read the book!
You never read Moby Dick?
Dude, there's a lot of books I haven't read.
What kind of school did you go to, man?
Well, given that a big school, public schools in California, that's all you need to know. All
right, there you go.
So I'll be sitting, and I'll have a bucket, and in my bucket will be ice and beer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a bucket of ice and fish, and then you could throw the fish into the whale's mouth.
No, you I'm going to be sitting in my little private corner.
Why do you me?
Well, because if anything,
well, you don't throw
fish guts out to try and attract sharks and stuff. That'd be cool.
I don't want the sharks.
Don't worry, there's no sharks. The water's too cold up there for sharks.
The whales eat fish.
No, they actually eat plankton. Generally, they
actually, if you want to get technical, they eat krill. Okay.
Okay, I like krill.
Not Creole.
Oh,
krill.
Oh, okay. I hope they don't have that on the menu because that sounds gross.
Oh gosh.
So you're gonna miss me. Just say it.
I don't know.
Just say it.
And then by the time Jeff gets back to LA, I will be gone
in El Paso.
I'll be in Texas visiting my mom.
He'll be in Southern New Mexico.
Texas,
Tejas.
And I'm gonna be chilling like a villain because I need it, man. I need it.
So basically, we will not be sharing the same space. After tomorrow's Father's Day dinner.
Yes, for a mighty long time.
I'm counting.
I may not even recognize what you look like when you come back.
It'll be about a month. It'll be about a month till we actually see. Dude, I'm counting.
Month.
The 26th, the 3rd, the 10th. That's 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks. It'll be in the fourth week when we see each other next and we can get together again.
I won't recognize
and play. Well, dude, I'm gonna be so freaking tan and looking so rad and being so relaxed. You aren't gonna recognize me because you're gonna go, "What's the pile of goo over there?" Oh, that's Jeff.
Corey and I are gonna play Risk
without me.
We're gonna play tonight. You want to come?
Was I not fun the other night?
We had a blast. I haven't played that stupid. I hate that stupid game.
I love it, man.
I hate
and
the
it
rolls.
Comes down to the roll of the dice.
I hate the roll of the dice.
The bones.
Yeah, the bones is bad. But thank you. This was a little fun short show with just to get to rant on Albert Haynesworth and NFLPA and the enhanced season.
And the enhanced season of NFL Rants and Raves.
You know
season
what?
Six.
I like the enhanced season.
I love it. Dude, it's just more stuff for us to do. I'm psyched.
Then we got there's two more weeks.
Yeah.
And now fantasy football is going to take on a whole new meaning. And you got to.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's end it with this, Jeffrey.
Oh, dude, I was hoping you weren't going
to
go there.
I got to for the people because the people were good to us.
People are great to us. We love the people.
Anyways, listen, if you're listening and you played fantasy football last year with us,
Pull over your cars right now and just give Steven your undivided attention.
Please do. Please.
Stop the train. Pull the emergency brake on the train.
I need to apologize to our 12 winners. I win a league and you won a league, right?
Yes.
So there were only 10 winners.
Yes.
So we need to apologize
to
10 winners from last year.
10 really skilled fantasy football players.
Yes.
Because they beat us.
They did. And so before we do anything else, first of all, congratulations on winning NFL Rants and Raves.
We'd like to congratulate. Oh,
well, see,
there's the rub.
See, I was a boob. Now, back in March, I had taken all the winners and I had put them in the Excel spreadsheet and, you know, the team name and the winner name and the email address. And I can no longer find that Excel spreadsheet. It's been a couple jobs.
And a few computers.
And I thought, you know, I'm usually pretty good about making sure that I transfer all my data
off. There's a guy named Juan in Puerto Rico that has it, though.
Right.
And he's willing to ransom it.
And the deal is ESPN has now pulled all of the stats from last year.
We've got one question. Why?
I don't know. But anyways, we know who won leagues 10, 11, 12. Those are the Jeff-only leagues.
Because I kept track.
I know who won leagues 1 and 2.
Because Steven kept track.
But there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 7 leagues. We don't know who won. So if you were the winner of fantasy football, NFL Rants and Raves, leagues 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, shoot me an email, please, as soon as possible.
So we can get you your prizes.
We'd like to get your prizes out. We want
Steven, I found a reasonable way to ship stuff overseas.
Okay, so there you go. For if you were overseas, Jeffrey found a reasonable way to do it, right?
It's about $15 shipping.
Great. So there you go. Please get in touch with me, and I apologize profusely that it's taken this long. My intentions were to take care of it in March. I actually started the list, and then my life got turned upside down.
Topsy-turvy. Yes.
So anyways, that's where we are right now. We want to give you guys your hoodies and your shirts, and I need to get from you guys whether you want them signed or not signed, all that good stuff. Once again, winners of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, we need to know who you are so that we could send you your stuff. Winners of 1, 2, 10, 11, 12, you'll get an email from me shortly, and congratulations to you all. And on that note, Jeffrey, now that I feel like an absolute boob.
Just, dude, you apologized, and that's
we shall depart.
70% of the battle.
What's the other 30%?
Getting it fixed.
Getting it done. There you go. This has been Steven Miranda, people.
Miss you guys. Feel free to send emails.
We will miss you. And
so again, picture me sitting with my little bucket of beer and my book. I'll be reading Band of Brothers.
Yes. Jeffrey, I want you to pay specific attention when they're talking to you about how to get into the lifeboat and stuff. Yes, get into the lifeboat. Because should your ship go down, it's going to be cold where you're going.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be cold in the water.
Yeah, it will be.
So get in the lifeboat. Don't try to be like, you know, Titanic girl and
you
live.
You're going
to
cry again.
Yeah, don't do it.
Did you cry at the end of Titanic?
No, I didn't.
Thank God.
But I
would have just checked you for nads.
I didn't cry at the end of Titanic, but I did cry in the middle of Titanic. There's the point where the ship is starting to sink and the water's coming in, and the old couple is in the bed, and they decide.
Oh,
not,
they just like hug each other.
And they just hug each other, and they just stay in the bed because they know
they're goners.
They're too old. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, come on.
I cried in the first minute of the new Star Trek movie.
Oh, that was awesome. Did you see Chrissy in it, by the way?
Yes, on my third viewing.
Okay, good.
It's now out on some of the high-def movie channels.
We got it on.
Which is
got
way it on cool. Yes.
So anyways, it was pretty cool to see Chrissy. That's right. Chris.
Okay, so now I'm looking at Morton Steakhouse, and I'm looking at the tower building where I used to work.
Yes.
I didn't know it was there.
That's not it. That's across the street from Morton Steakhouse.
Well, I can turn it around. Yeah, you know, we always wanted to go to karaoke there.
That's the karaoke place.
You're talking close to what Daltz used to be.
Yes, very close to Daltz.
And Daltz is no longer there.
Just on the other side of the freeway.
Well, because we never walked any further
than
Daltz.
You're not going to be able to see it because it's actually in the Warner Music Group building.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's in WMG. I'm going down the street in Google Maps. Yeah, never mind.
There you are.
There I am.
Yeah, it's on the left there.
Okay.
It's that building, but you can't see
it. Right. Got it. Right.
People, we will see you in 4 weeks where Jeff and I will start an aggressive show to get caught up with our breakdown of every division, leading us into training camp and the start of the 2010 football season.
I'm hoping to have some live reports from 49ers camp.
Woo!
Yeah!
I'm going to work up our petition again to the Cowboys. They are coming back to Oxnard, Jeffrey.
Oh, sweet!
They're having a split camp. They're starting camp in San Antonio.
Okay.
They'll be there for 2 weeks, and then they're coming back to Oxnard.
They're getting
it
smart. They're finishing out here. When it gets hotter, you go to the ocean.
You go to the ocean.
You don't start at the ocean and then go where it gets hotter.
Yes, yes.
That's very smart.
So that's what the Cowboys are doing
this
year.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, they'll be here the beginning of August.
So we'll be at some training camps. We'll have some great interviews for you, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and that's all the time we got today. We got to get rolling.
I got to pee.
Wish us well, and Jeffrey's got to go, you know, answer Mother Nature. I've just got to go. So this has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis, and my wife sneezing if you play it back really, really loudly.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Good night.